For 100 years, the Legion of Mary has been dedicated to leading people to Jesus Christ so they can benefit from the love and mercy of God. The first meeting of the Legion of Mary took place on September 7th, 1921 in Ireland. Now, with well over 3 million active members in almost every country of the world, it is the largest apostolic organization of lay people in the Catholic Church. Well, Portland area members of the Legion of Mary are inviting the whole community to a 100-year celebration. And joining me today to share more details is Alicia Garcia, the president of the Legion of Mary Curia for the Metro Portland area. Good morning, Alicia. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Brenda. And it's my privilege to be here today to talk about Legion of Mary.
Well, first, I'd love for you to share some information for those that don't know about the history of the Legion of Mary here in Portland. Can you tell us a little bit about how it got started?
Yes. So we started in March of 2003 in Immaculate Heart of Mary Church. And now we have seven, what we call the Presidium, which is the unit of the Legion of Mary. And we have one junior Presidium which is located in San Juan Diego. So different church, we have different presidium. And right now we have seven total.
Oh, wonderful work that all of you are doing. And then as part of being in the Legion of Marys at these different parishes around the area, tell our listeners a little bit about what the works are that they involve themselves in.
Yes, the Legion do both spiritual and social welfare for each individual. So what we do is we participate in the life of the parish through visitation of families, the sick, and we do door-to-door. We're probably the only group that do door-to-door. So each legionary is required to carry out a weekly apostolic work for 2 hours, and we do it in pairs in the spirit of faith and in union with our Blessed Mother.
What important and valuable work, that evangelization and meeting people where they are. It is wonderful that the people of the Legion of Mary are performing this. Joining me today is Alicia Garcia. She is the president of the Legion of Mary Curia here in the Portland area. And she's joining me today to share more about their work and a wonderful upcoming event. Well, in preparing for our interview today, Alicia, one of the things that I read about on your homepage is some of the work that you do in visiting homes is with a pilgrim statue of the Blessed Mother for consecration and also enthronement of homes to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I find this so fascinating. Share with our listeners more about what that is.
So with the pilgrim version, we do visit the home. We leave the statue there for 1 week or sometimes longer, and we encourage the family to pray the rosary daily. With the Sacred Heart enthronement, we bring both the twin hearts, the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart of Mary pictures, and we do bring it to the family as a gift, and then we pray that, and then the family join with us to pray that special prayer, what we call it, and then we leave that pictures with them. So it is also a great work that we do. And we are planning to do that soon. There are some works that we couldn't do because of the pandemic, but we are planning to start the Sacred Heart enthronement soon.
And is that something that happens in addition? I know many people would have their homes blessed if they move into the home. Oftentimes, they'll call a priest or deacon to come and bless their homes. But what is important or valuable about this enthronement of homes to the Sacred Heart of Jesus?
Yes, I do believe that it is very valuable. We actually encourage the family to show because some of the houses don't even know what Sacred Heart enthronement is. So what we do is we give them the pictures, and we encourage them to put the pictures in by their door, or like when people come into their house, they can see it. Sometimes there's no priest or deacon available, so we, the lay people, go to the homes. If there's a priest or a deacon available, then they can come and do the prayers and do the blessing. So this is in addition to the house blessing. So we do encourage people to do that. It is very important because, like I said, not a lot of people know about the Sacred Heart Enthronement.
Oh, I encourage all of our listeners to go online and read more about that. And then you definitely would want to have the Legion of Mary help you in that enthronement. Well, Alicia, the 100-year celebration of that first Legion of Mary meeting is coming up on September 11th. It's a really special event that you are inviting all of the community to join you in. Give us all of the details, what we need to know about it.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. September 11th, which is a special day, starts at 10 a.m. So we do start with rosary and prayers. And then at 11 a.m. is where we do the mass. And we are so blessed to have Archbishop Sample to celebrate the mass at 11 a.m. So 10 a.m. is rosary and prayers, and then 11 a.m. is mass at St. Cecilia in Beaverton. Oh. And everyone is invited.
Oh, wonderful. It's going to be a wonderful event. You know, something, Alicia, I didn't ask you about the membership and across the area here in Portland. Is the Legion of Mary a program or evangelization program that women join, or are men able to join this program also?
I'm glad that you asked. Actually, both men and women are welcome to join. As a matter of fact, my husband and I are both members, and we have some members that couple, like husband and wife, are members. So both husband and wife, as long as you belong, you are practicing Catholic and believe in the teaching of Catholic Church. Those are that's the only requirement, is that you are a practicing Catholic.
Well, it would seem to me, Alicia, that being able to do this with your spouse is maybe one way that you can really deepen your faith together. Have you found that to be the case with having you and your husband as part of the Legion of Mary?
Absolutely, yes. As a matter of fact, my husband and I did hospital visitations together. We did door-to-door together, and we do special prayers every year. We do our 33-day preparation to consecrate to our Blessed Mother. So we do a lot of things together. And we are so blessed to be able to do that together.
Oh, and we all know that phrase, that the family that prays together stays together. Alicia, it's been wonderful talking with you this morning. Before we go, can you let our listeners know, is there a webpage they can go to where they can find more information about the local chapters of Legion of Mary?
Yes, actually, our webpage is still in progress, but you may contact me at my phone number is 503-860-1570. We are still working on our webpage, but we have various places that you can join to, like I said, the Beaverton area and Portland area, but you can call me directly.
Oh, well, very good. Well, thank you so much for that. And thank you for all the work that you do with the Legions of Mary here in Portland.
Thank you so much, Brenda. It's my pleasure.
And again, that is Alicia Garcia, the president of the Legion of Mary Curia for the Metro Portland area. I will also be sure to add a link to where you can get to our community calendar, which also has the details of the 100-year celebration. And you're going to find that link on the podcast of this interview at materdayradio.com.